Now, the dirt, the dirt with Ayla Brown.
Hi, everyone. Just want to say Britney Spears has a lot of people very confused this morning. If you go on her Instagram page, she posted this. I lost so much weight to go on my Maui trip only to gain it back. My husband said, no, you're food pregnant, silly. So I got a pregnancy test and, well, I'm having a baby. Okay. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, initial reaction. Britney Spears is pregnant. Then if you keep reading, she writes, quote, 4 days later, I got a little more food pregnant. It's growing. If two are in there, I might just lose it.
Why?
Okay, so right. Is this about a baby or is this about food? Because everyone has had so much food, especially if you're on vacation where you're like, I can't fit into my jeans. It's a food baby. I get it. Yeah. LOL. However, last night, right before I went to bed, her fiance, Sam Asghari, wrote this, and he posted a painting of a lion nestled up to a lioness, kind of like Simba and Nala with a little baby cub in the middle. And he wrote, marriage and kids are a natural part of a strong relationship with love and respect. Fatherhood is something I've always looked forward to and I don't take lightly. It is the most important job I will ever do. To me, I feel like that's a confirmation.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? You think? So it's not a food baby. It's a real baby? Like
I would say it's a real baby. And I don't... There's certain people where a pregnancy announcement comes off as a threat. And I didn't realize Britney Spears is one of them until you started reading that. But it was like, yeah, I might have a baby. Oh, God. She's going to... No.
Yeah. No, I think there are concerns, not just from her fans, but... I think her fan. Oh,
she's not in a good place mentally, and the thing is, I don't want to.
But like, this is what she's want. She hasn't been able to with the conservatorship.
She had kids, and she lost custody of them to Kevin Federline because that's how bad of a mother she was. I mean, let's not pretend like she didn't.
According to other people, though, like she never.
You mean the courts? Yes, according to the courts, she wasn't a great mother.
Well, according to the courts, too, she was under conservatorship for how many years? Way too many, and she finally got out. So I feel like this is also like,
yeah, I have no.
What did she do immediately when she got out of it?
Yeah, she's been posting.
She got engaged and happily and maybe pregnant.
And
still pending.
Nude pics on Instagram for the last 50 days.
I would love to transition into something a little bit more positive right now.
Deleted and restarted her social media four times.
Yeah, four times.
In a month.
Yeah. I know. Right. No, you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah. No problem with her being in conservatorship. The problem was her parents being the ones running it.
Right.
Once it feels good, Ayla.
Well, it's brought to us by Cupcake Lighthearted. All the taste, 80 little calories. Please drink Cupcake Lighthearted responsibly. I saw this really local story. Congratulations to the oldest graduate in the history of Cambridge College. It's a Dorchester resident. Carlos Resende fulfilled his lifelong goal at the young age of 92 years old. He said after retiring from his job as a paraprofessional in Boston Public Schools. He went back to school for himself. Took him about 12 years to graduate, but he's finally arrived at the finish line and got his degree in multidisciplinary studies. I just want to say that it's really cool. They ended up starting a scholarship in his name. So from now, for many...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.